discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell.
Well, people of faith don't tend to have an overly fond reaction when the topic of Hollywood comes up. It can be easy to see the entertainment industry as a kind of opponent in a war for the hearts and minds of our culture. And yet, increasingly, content that celebrates faith is making its way into theaters, and the quality of the work is rising as well. A huge part of that trend is a new generation of gifted young Christians seeking to shine a light as part of the film and television industry. Mr. Mark Senius is an associate professor of communication at the University of Northwestern in St. Paul, Minnesota. A veteran major market radio personality in bygone days, Mark helms the radio program at UNWSP. But he's also working in film these days, and he has a big heart for that industry as well. He recently returned from helping take a group of Northwestern students to this year's Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. My good man, welcome to the program. It's an honor to have you here.
Well, it is a joy and delight to be here with you as well, my fine feathered friend.
So look, as we begin, I mean, isn't Hollywood just basically too far gone, too irredeemable for us to even be involved with? Should we just wash our hands of the film and television industries?
Oh, sure. We can do that. Absolutely. Why not? But what would be the point of that, especially given the Great Commission that we're supposed to go into this world and or shine as lights as men, or as it says in Philippians, you know, hold fast to the word, shine as lights to a twisted generation. Mm. And so, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a difficult place, but as I heard in a sermon recently, I mean, you said this in the open that, you know, there is that us versus them mentality.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of us versus them mentality, just, you know, Christians versus sort of everybody else. And I would say that I heard this quote in a sermon recently that it's not us versus them, but it's us for them against Satan.
Whoa.
And so, and, you know, so that's just a huge paradigm shift. So it's like, you know, we want to be for the other people in Hollywood. We want to be for telling stories that are about someone's life that does get changed, or there's a hardship, or there's redemption, or, you know, any number of stories that could be told. So as we go into Hollywood, I mean, wouldn't it be great if that is something that could be redeemed, if there were stories that were told that, you know, bring glory to God, whether it's not necessarily an overt story about Christ, but perhaps it's a lot of character, the character of God or the attributes of God that are on display in the characters of the film, and then also just in the message might be of the story, however, you know, subliminal it might be or overt as it might be.
Well, and in terms of, you really paint the picture well of why it's so important that people of faith are there. This power, there is an immense power, isn't there, in this storytelling medium of film and television. I mean, it's arguably one of the most powerful places to be in our culture today.
Oh, I mean, that's well documented. I mean, it's the most powerful influence on American culture, Christian radio, film. All that, all these places have exploded, just a number of areas. You have YouTube and Facebook and blogs. All of these things are, you know, check-in points for Christians and non-Christians alike. People go to movies. They're all over the Avengers and Doctor Strange. And you know, and then they'll go see a movie like The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, or perhaps they'll see another movie, you know, from the Kendrick brothers, like Courageous, or any of their films, War Room. So there's just this vast array of choices that's having an impact on our daily lives. I mean, it's a modern-day pulpit when you think about it. And all of this vast array of choices, a lot of times we think we're just consumers of media. That, oh, yeah, I go to the movies, and I watch Facebook feeds, and I look at YouTube videos, but we also post things. So that really, when you start thinking about it, is that we're all really in this age where we all are media producers. If you've put something on Facebook, if you've put a video on YouTube, or perhaps maybe you write a blog or something along those lines. So we're moving away from just this solely media consumer. We're not just watching media, we're making it in our blogs and our emails and scratchy home videos. So we just have, so how is our responsibility in that, in creating sort of everyday, you know, Christian media? Or so I think that's really kind of at the heart of it. You know, if we're taking every thought captive to Christ and desire to live our lives with this distinctively Christian worldview, how are we approaching what we do in media through social media, especially, and even if you're doing it professionally, or maybe you're doing church media or all of these kinds of things? You know, it's such a privilege to live in a world where we can communicate around the world in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
So how are we redeeming that time, and, you know, that kingdom philosophy permeating our responsibilities as, you know, producers of media? Or are we just, you know, going to watch media, as C.S. Lewis would say, and just be far too easily pleased? So that's where, I mean, you know, so we're producers. I mean, you're a producer, I'm a producer. A lot of us have Facebook pages, and so we're out communicating to the world. And so that just brings a whole new sort of responsibility that sometimes I think maybe we overlook.
Oh, that's a great word from Mark Senius, Associate Professor of Communication at University of Northwestern St. Paul, talking about the significance, the power, and the importance of media, particularly today, visual media. We're talking about visual media on the radio because, you know, why not? It's fun that we could be able to do that today.
Well, Charles Osgood once said that radio is the most visual of all mediums.
Oh, and that's so true. That is so true. They have to, you know, work a little bit less hard than we do to paint the pictures, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So, I could give you a vision of what I'm wearing in my nice purple fuzzy sweater and, you know, and my cool skinny jeans and my, hipster glasses. And you have no idea whether that's true or not.
I know.
It could be one of those things or all three.
Fake news here today on the road.
My own personal alternative facts here on Truth Radio.
Now, I know that for you, it is a passion not just to be in the space and to be creating the media, but to be creating excellent work. And you're really helping to train up a generation of really faithful young people to work in this industry, right? But to be excellent in it. Talk a little bit about your vision for that.
What we try to promote here between myself and Professor Ann Sorensen, who is also my colleague here in the media production department, and our studio technician Brad Johnson, and our journalism professor Dr. Doug Troughton. And so there is, we want to be excellent, but it's not just being excellent. I mean, it's like, how do you define being excellent? And we like to define being excellent through the attributes of God. And so it is, you know, what are the attributes of God, and how can we bring that to what we're doing? And if we're doing that, if we're in congruency with who God is, then I think that is a form of excellence. And so it's a story well told, you know, making every word count, those kinds of things. And so, but before we can be excellent, I mean, it's our job as media producers really is no different than anyone else. I mean, we have the same prime directive, if you will, as anyone, and that is to love the Lord God our, if I could remember the verse, love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, that's what we need to be able to do. And so there's this pursuit of Christ. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to pursue Christ. Then we also pursue our craft. We want to, with the excellencies of Christ in mind, that he is doing his good work through us. And so we want him to be speaking through us. And, you know, we want to speak the oracles of God in our productions. And so pursue Christ and to pursue our craft. And so if we can do that, I think that, you know, to be faithful for what God is calling us to do and the stories that he has put in front of us in telling them, and you have to be true to that. And it's not about seeking the approval of others. It's like, you know, can I say this in such a way that is, you know, really cool, and so I can attract more people to view this or to listen to this?
Right.
Francis Schaeffer wrote long ago, if we try to do that, and we try to just manipulate things, then the force of the dishonesty is especially obvious. And so how can we be more like Charles Spurgeon, where we've got the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other, and going forth and telling the stories that are true to what is going on in this world, whatever's pure, whatever's noble. Let's think about those things, even amidst hard times and suffering, that it's not just all a pretty picture. There are really hard things that people go through, and to be able to tell those stories, those psalm stories, those moments of absolute despair, but yet we're still sorrowful, yet always rejoicing in what we do. And so that's how I think that, you know, we would go after what is excellent in our program as far as telling stories to a twisted generation that desperately needs who Christ is, that we can, you know, reflect Christ in all that we do. And, you know, the Jesus is the center of the universe, and our audience is in a dark place a lot of times. And so, you know, how can we reflect Jesus? So we're kind of the moon, but Jesus is the sun, so we want to reflect him back to everyone in whatever we're doing.
Well, that's a tremendous outlook from Mr. Mark Senius, Associate Professor of Communication at University of Northwestern St. Paul, as we talk about the power of the visual medium, film and television, and how University of Northwestern is really training up a new generation of young people to be in this industry and to shine their light with excellent work as well. And of course, you outlined, I think, what would be a tremendous strategy for going through a day, which is, how can I be more like Charles Spurgeon today? I thought that was beautiful.
Who wouldn't want to be more like Charles Spurgeon, really? I mean, you know, that was a genius.
Now, you were just at this year's Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. Explain a little bit about why you wanted to take students to Sundance, and also give us an overview for those who may not be film buffs of exactly what Sundance is.
Well, first of all, Sundance is an annual film festival, probably one of the most prestigious in the world. There's the one that's in France, the Cannes Film Festival, that's pretty huge. And I think in the United States, it's maybe prestigious-wise, I think Sundance is probably the most famous of all the film festivals in the United States. Now, there are many. It was started by Robert Redford. It's a very small film festival, and then it's grown into this massive film festival of today. And so the reason we wanted to go to it is that it is a very influential place where a lot of films go to look for being distributed through certainly the major motion picture production companies, 20th Century Fox and Sony and Warner Brothers and all of those places, and a lot of independent filmmakers looking for their shot. But in the wave of sort of new media, Netflix is there and Amazon Video is there, and so it's a lot of distribution deals are done at this Sundance Film Festival. And so one of the things that's at this film festival in 2004, so about 14 years ago, a group of professors that were at Fuller Theological Seminary got together and formed this institute called the Windrider Forum at Sundance. And so every year, these Christian guys from like Fuller Theological Seminary and other schools like Biola and Asbury and Taylor and Regent University, Vanguard University, and Dallas Theological Seminary have been coming during Sundance. And it's like, what is it like to be a Christian in this industry, and how can we be more of an influence in this industry? And to hear the stories and to get to know people in the industry and to really minister to them, and, you know, and then also sort of grapple with this idea is like, you know, we want to tell stories that really resonate with people and to open up their eyes so they might be able to see who Christ might be, whether that story is, you know, incredibly explicit in this case of like the Kendrick brothers, or who put together War Room and Courageous. Or the Irwin brothers who did the recent movie Woodlawn. So you've got that aspect of it. And then you have just other more implicit films where you might have, you know, we talked about Martin Scorsese's Silence movie that has just come out based on the very famous book that I know a lot of theological seminaries use in their classes as they discuss that, you know, intense book in the that's set in the Philippines. So every morning, about 250 students from these schools from around the country will gather, and there'll be a panel, and we'll have discussions. We might have filmmakers that will talk about a particular movie that premiered. One of them in particular was Whose Streets. It was a documentary based on the streets of Ferguson following that shooting in that town. And you watch this movie unfold, and it is in an incredibly angry film. And in some ways, you know, you just really begin to empathize. You'd be able to see that story through just a different lens. And the filmmakers would talk about that. And I remember very distinctly the director for that film is a African-American woman director that created this film called Whose Streets. And she, at the end of the screening, turned to her white editor and said, you know, I am so glad that you are white. I'm so glad you're white. I mean, working on this film, it has become really apparent that we need each other and that it's important that we understand how we see the world differently, being able to talk about it, and that we could not have made this film if we didn't know that about one, you know, and learn that about one another, that we have to have that sort of relationship and that love for one another, not based on, you know, skin color or preconceived notions of what it means to be either race. And so it was, I mean, that's a fantastic conversation to have, especially today, and to have that barrier and without being defensive, and to really lean in to what is it like to be an African-American in today's society, or what is it like to be a white person having to deal with that, and sometimes the struggle of, I feel like I have to choose. Mm. And so to have that conversation amidst other Christians grappling with this, when you want to love, you know, it's we want to be for them against Satan, then, you know, that kind of conversation. So that's what this Wind Rider Institute is about. And so just really this, you know, how can we be more Christ-like? How can we be less ourselves and more, you know, how can we decrease and Christ increased in the way that we produce our films? And so you have people like Ralph Winter, who is there, and that would be the guy who put together such films as X-Men and a lot of the early Star Trek movies that were certainly with William Shatner and I believe some of the Next Generation guys that came along later, for those of you who are really geeking out right now with me. And so, I mean, it's Ralph Winter. I mean, it's Ralph Winter. And he's, you know, just, you know, he's eating his pasta just like the rest of us. And and so he's, you know, this genuinely warm guy. And it's like, hey, what's, you just talk to him like he's, you know, your next door neighbor. And so it's this really informal, beautiful place for people to get together and talk about it. And, you know, and I recently heard another sermon where this the pastor was talking about just getting outside the gate. You got to get outside the camp from Hebrews. And it's like, well, at Sundance, we are outside the camp. We are not in the Christian bubble, but we're really trying to be out talking to other people. And it's amazing the conversations that went on throughout Park City at the Sundance Film Festival. Amazing. It was, you'd be on the bus and just because of free transportation everywhere, there's so many people that you just take free transportation. And so a guy from USC, a professor from USC, talking to this guy from Dallas Theological Seminary and just about who Christ is and filmmaking and what's it like to be a Christian. And, I mean, it was like, it's just stuff is happening. Ministry is happening there in a sort of organic way, if you will, that's just sort of oozes out of who we are.
That's amazing. Amazing. Also, I'm not sure the word oozes has ever been mentioned on the road before. This is truly a momentous day.
I hope I get a certificate somewhere.
Mark Senius is Associate Professor of Communication at University of Northwestern St. Paul. And brother, we have just about 5 minutes left, but I'll see if I can ask you two questions in closing. The first one being, from what you've said, am I getting the right read? I mean, it seems like things are maybe moving in a direction where there is more and more redemptive, even faith-based film and cinema that we're seeing. Is that a fair read, first of all?
It was to me, at least there. I mean, one of the panels, he had a producer. He had several producers that were making films these are Christian guys, and they're, as long as there's a market for it, there, I think that you will see that. I mean, certainly a lot of money that drive things, but you do have people that are honestly just trying to, like, we want to tell these stories, and we want to be a storyteller, and we want to have an impact for good on people's lives and to get them differently. And so I do think that there is some optimism there, and not that it's going to be, you know, redeemed anytime soon. And I don't think that's the goal. I mean, I don't think our goal is to really change the world. I mean, our goal is to love Jesus, and he changes the world. So So that's, if we can do that, I think that there's incredible optimism in that sense. And I was really overcome with optimism. I think the one of the panel members was the film reviewer for the Los Angeles Times. His name is Justin Chang. And this Christian guy just, I'm a Christian. I try to let people know my worldview when I'm reviewing a film, and he just lays it out there in some of his reviews. You know, not in an inappropriate ways when it's pertinent to the perhaps the film's message or the content that's being discussed. And so, and I think you talked a lot about just the new movie Scorsese's Silence, and being a Christian and watching that movie and really being moved and affected by it. And thought it was, you know, really terrific for Christians to see, as intense as it is. And so, but just to hear his heart in what he does, and, you know, hear someone at the LA Times, which is one of the more liberal newspapers, according to many. And so, you know, that's, you know, wow, what a great place to be. That's a mission field. And so I think that, yeah, the long answer that I've given you is, yes, it's definitely an encouragement today to see that.
That's a great word. Very encouraging indeed from Mark Senius. We have just a few moments remaining, about 3 minutes, Mark, and I know that the Sundance Film Festival is unique in many ways, but one of them is its location. Park City, Utah is a pretty outstanding place in the United States. Talk a little bit about the uniqueness of that city.
Well, Park City is one of my favorite places to be in the winter. It's the greatest snow on earth, without a question. It is a beautiful place to go skiing. It will also, it's a great place to take your family. I mean, it really is. There's so many great little restaurants and things. And I remember taking my son, who was 13 years old, and we went there. It's kind of a father son. You're turning 13, and you know whose are you? And so, this opportunity to have a little Bible study between the two of us, and then go do some skiing and have one of the most awesome bone-in prime ribeye that I've ever had. Prime Steakhouse in Park City. It was glorious, and my son and I still have this great memory in Park City. Of sharing just, you know, the glory of God and who he is. And here we are in this beautiful place skiing through an area where we're able to just, you know, the great snow and the beautiful hillsides. And it's just a great place to enjoy your family and, you know, outside of the hubbub that maybe Sundance brings, but just a real down-home family kind of place. It's really pretty cool. It's great, great. Great resorts, Park City, Deer Valley, and Canyons are all these. Well, there's two resorts, Park City and Deer Valley, that are right there in town, and some really great skiing, really fun.
Tremendous. Well, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a vocabulary discovery time for me again with your wonderful word usage and your wisdom.
Well, you inspire me, really.
It's a mutual admiration and inspiration society, I assure you, sir. Mark Senius, Associate Professor of Communication at University of Northwestern St. Paul. Sir, just keep up the great work, you know, molding these young people as they are living out their calling. And we love you a lot, sir. Thanks for being here. You're a good man.
Well, thank you so much. And if you happen to be in the Twin Cities area, coming up on April 10th, we have our annual film festival, and you can see all of our film students at work. And so the film festival is based on Matthew 5:16, so check it out on April 10th.
And if you want to learn more about this good man, as well as the communication department at University of Northwestern St. Paul, you can visit unwsp.edu. Thanks again, brother. It was great to have you.
Thank you, Goose.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.